This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Jay Kasson, Kate Constable here with you on Bet Sweats today. Sam and Joe have the morning off, but they will be back here tomorrow with you for the remainder of the week. So you get to put up with me and Jake for a couple hours here. We're going to talk about the Giants firing Brian Daboll. We'll get into some college football talk later on in the show, some Heisman looks, and then, of course, a early look at week 11, some lines that we think you might want to jump on early before those shift later in the week. Jake, I don't think it came as a massive surprise to anyone that follows the NFL that Brian Daboll was on the hot seat from the jump. I mean, he was on the hot seat going back to last season. Some people wondered if he'd even be the head coach starting this year. But two, that he was on the hot seat pretty much after every game this year. And after you lose your fourth straight in the manner that they did against the Bears on Sunday, blowing a fourth quarter lead, Jackson Dart leaves with a concussion. Brian Daboll officially out in New York.
I was told Jackson Dart was going to save Brian Daboll's job. What do you mean, Kate? I was told that Jackson Dart was the savior of New York football.
Well, he is when he's on the field.
I was told that this Giants team was plucky and they'd be fun and you'd be able to bet on them. No, it's not Jackson Dart's fault. Obviously, he leaves the game with a concussion. Kate, I don't know what your viewing experience was for the Bears on Sunday. I was at a friend's house. He had people over, had like a mini tailgate, but we were watching the game, a bunch of us. And the second that, like, you could feel the nervous energy in the room. Like, a bunch of Bears fans, we expect disappointment. And we're sitting there, and Jackson Dart leaves the game. The second that Russell Wilson came in the game, there was like a collective exhale from the room. And I go, oh, the Bears just win now. Like, the Bears just win. And that's exactly what happened. It's not Jackson Dart's fault that he got concussed for what, the fourth time he's been evaluated for a concussion this year. By the way, didn't even start until a couple of weeks into the season. So I hope he's okay. Obviously, you wish the best for him. But, yeah, I mean, Daboll was always on the hot seat, like you said. Like, coming into the year, this was very shaky ground that he was already standing on. Giants fans were upset that he didn't get fired at the end of last year. They gave him one last go. But for me, Kate, the biggest story is they're really going to let Joe Shane do this again? Like, they're going to let him lead this search again? Sure, I guess. This is famously the guy who was on camera having his child, his young son, say, hey, Dad, you should draft Jaden Daniels. And then he didn't. So I know Giants fans are upset about that. Obviously, being the board op for Also You Better You Bet, which famously is hosted by mega Giants fan Nick Costos. You can imagine how that went yesterday to open the show. But I think he was right. Like, Joe Shane has kind of screwed this up every step of the way. And now they're going to say, hey, no, you know what? Have another crack at it. And you know what this is going to lead to, because we've seen this in Chicago how many times. It's going to be an extension for Joe Shane at the end of the season, because they're going to want to align the GM and the coach and Jackson Dart in year two. Okay, Best of luck.
I think that just resets the Giants up for the same type of failure that they've had over and over and over again. If you're going to make a move for the head coach to be gone, and maybe, I mean, that probably was the right move. Dable's record, 21-14-1 as a head coach since 2022. You look at that and like, okay, yeah, that's a winning record, but he had one good season. He's won two games all year. Won three games last year. Like, it has not been a good run for Brian
Dable. Ever since they won that playoff game, it's been downward trajectory.
Exactly.
Like, it started really good, and ever since it's just been...
That was great sound effects.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I completely agree with you. Joe Shane has to go. Like, you have to get rid of both. You have to basically clean house altogether, because otherwise you're letting the same person that's made these mistakes, that's resulted in poor coaching and poor decision-making on the field, poor X's and O's, which has resulted in, again, losing records, make the decisions to bring in the next head coach. Why do you trust Joe Shane to make these types of decisions? That's what I don't understand, when he hasn't proven that he's made the right moves. And now, I know there was talk like, okay, they like what he's done drafting with this young core, Jackson Dart, Cam Scadaboo. Sure, those are two great players. Abdul Carter. Great, right? Like,
Malik awesome. Nabers.
You're still not winning football games. So, like, something has to change there. It's like you go in to get a wart burned off, and you only burn off half the wart. You still have part of the wart, right? A graphic, but like that's what this essentially is.
I don't know if I needed that at 8:26 Central Time in the morning this morning, Kate. I wasn't expecting a wart reference, but sure.
A way to explain it, and that's, for some reason, that's the only thing I came up with.
Here's an easy one. You go in to get a haircut, you only get half your haircut. Half your head looks insane. Like, it's right there. That's an easy one.
Okay.
Wart
okay,
talk. It's what you get on Bet Sweats when you have Kate Constable, Jake Hassan. Wart analogies. It's what everybody wants, right?
Well, hey, okay. So Brian Dable was half the wart. Joe Shane is the other half. You got to get rid of the full wart if you want to have your warts gone.
I've always said that, too, when it comes to burning your warts off. You're right, though. It's clearly something like, I don't say that Joe Shane, like, because like you said, he's made some decent picks. Now, did some of them fall into his life? Like, obviously, you were going to take Abdul Carter in that spot at the top of the draft. Same thing with Malik Nabers. Seems like you hit on Jackson Dart trading back into the first round for him in this past draft. Maybe that works out. We'll see. But so far, he definitely has shown flashes of maybe being the guy. Now it's just, you got to pair him with the right coach. And I guess I struggle to say this, because I don't want to say credit where it's due, because it's not a ton of credit, because look what just happened. You just fired the guy. But back to what we were saying, of it started really good. I mean, does everyone remember that Giants-Titans game and Brian Dable's debut, where he went for two at the end of the game instead of going for the kick of the PAT and the tie? And it worked out, and the Giants won that game, and they won a playoff game. Like, it worked out really well at the start, and then I don't know how it fell apart so catastrophically, but at least to start, it looked like something good. I don't know where they went wrong, but maybe that gives you some kind of hope that maybe it was more about Dable and not about Shane. I don't know. The only thing that we do know is that this Giants team is going to be pretty bad probably for at least a couple more years.
Well, also, like, what do you make of Daniel Jones leaving the Giants and now being great in Indianapolis? Like, does that go to coaching in New York? Does that fall on Dable? I think it mostly has to. Dable was kind of famous for being great with Josh Allen and developing Josh Allen with the Bills. So I don't necessarily know.
But now, in hindsight, that argument too, is Josh Allen just awesome? Was it really Dable, or was Josh Allen always going to kind of be this guy? It just, there was a loading phase, if you will.
Yeah, that could be too.
I mean, to answer your question about Daniel Jones, though, like, I think two things can be true, because we did see Daniel Jones have a little bit of success in New York, and that did happen a little bit. But then also, I think maybe we killed Shane Steichen a little bit too much too early, and maybe we were ready to put dirt on that coffin a little bit too soon. Maybe the Colts and Shane Steichen just had an Anthony Richardson problem, and now that he has an actual quarterback that can, you know, throw the forward pass on time. Now you're kind of seeing what that is. And, of course, Jonathan Taylor looking like Jonathan Taylor again definitely helps your situation. The guys in the MVP conversation is probably going to win Offensive Player of the Year. But I think both things can be true. Like, I don't think Daniel Jones, like, if you sent him to Arizona, it would be this. I think it helps that he's with a good coach who knows how to coach him in Indianapolis, is in a good situation with a running game and a defense that complements and some decent receivers. Whereas New York, it was kind of a garbage fire when he was there. And then they started adding like Neighbors and Carter and these guys after the fact. I think both things can be true. I don't know if the Daniel Jones, quote unquote, it's a visual show. That's why you should be watching on Twitch, because air quotes, the Daniel Jones emergence, breakthrough, whatever you want to call it. I don't know if it's all because Daniel Jones had all this hidden potential that suddenly is coming through. I think it's kind of being coached to the surface a little bit with Steichen. But, I mean, Dable definitely didn't help.
No, certainly did not help whatsoever. Some candidates that are being thrown around, and these are just names that have been tossed around within the media to be hired as the next head coach in New York. Seahawks offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak, after what he's done this year with Sam Darnold in that offense, looks great, right? Chargers defensive coordinator Jesse Minter, and then darts college coach, good old Lane Kiffin over at LSU.
Stop it.
That's being thrown around within media circles. I'm not an NFL insider. I'm not talking to these people. I'm just reading what the insiders are saying. I mean, they're like, of course that's going to be at least a phone call. I think if anything, Lane Kiffin is out the door for LSU, not going to the Giants. Plus, what coach wants to go to the Giants knowing you're more than likely going to fail because the ownership from top to bottom is the problem, and that isn't being changed at all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
How great of a position is Lane Kiffin in, though? Because if you have LSU calling, and Ole Miss obviously wants to keep you if they can, and then you have an NFL team, and not just any NFL, like a major market NFL team, the New York Football Giants, hitting your line saying, hey, you want to take the big job? You want to take an office up here? And now Lane can just go to LSU or Ole Miss and say, you see that phone number? That's John Mara calling me, offer me boofu bucks. Hey, let's go. I'll stay at Ole Miss, or I'll go to LSU, or as Zach puts it, I'll go to Florida. But you better be ready to back up that Brinks truck, buddy, because otherwise I'll go to New York City, or I guess rather the Meadowlands, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, I would love to be in Lane Kiffin's position right now, having lots of people bid on me. Unfortunately, that's not the case for me right now.
Same. Why would happen?
Yeah, it is what it is. So we'll see. I've also heard Steve Spagnuolo, Lou Anarumo, those names thrown around. I don't know. There's a lot that the Giants have to sort out with their next head coach and making sure they get the right person in the building, because you do have a young quarterback that has shown that he can compete extremely well in this league and has a bright future ahead of him. So got to be conscientious of that. Going forward, being conscientious of next week, Giants play they're at home. They welcome the Packers, a Packers team that's coming off of two straight losses, Jake. Packers are 7-point favorites. Can you lay it with the Packers on the road? Or is this a coach-fired bump spot for the New York Giants?
Well, here, let's play Jakey and Kate narratives here. Let's play the narratives. Well, on one side, you have the fired coach. Yeah, Jakey narratives.
Oh, is that a bit that I'm not aware of?
Yeah, a soft launch, apparently not well received. We'll kill it immediately. But the point being, like, you have the fired coach bounce on one hand for the Giants, but you also have the bounce back spot, the can't lose spot for the Packers. Which one do you go with, Kate? Do they cancel out? Is it like PEMDAS? I don't know. My initial lean, though, my hashtag lean, has to be the Packers, right? Like, you believe in the bounce back spot, the can't lose spot, Bell. But, like, you believe in that way more than you believe in the fired coach. Like, especially if this is Russell Wilson, does this number get to 10?
That's the issue for the Giants. Like, yeah, coach fired bump, sure, whatever. But you still have Russell Wilson as your quarterback. I would feel more comfortable with Jameis Winston in there. Like, I would be more inclined to bet on the Giants with Jameis Winston than I would with Russell Wilson. Like, Russ came into that game against the Bears and was awful.
So apparently Jackson Dart is officially diagnosed with a concussion, so that probably means he's not going to play this week.
Especially with this being his, like, fourth concussion protocol that he's been in. I think the Giants would be stupid. Your season's over. Right. You've won two games. Don't rush the kid back. Think long term.
I agree with you. So this is probably a Russell Wilson number at 7. Is it long enough? Like, is 7 enough? Should it be 8, 9, 10, God
save. I'm looking at a 7.5. It's 7.5 right now over at BetMGM. So you're getting over that field goal. I mean, over that touchdown.
I am dying for Jameis Winston to be announced as a starter, Kate, because you know the room will bet Jameis Winston at more than a touchdown immediately. And at that point, and maybe even some sharp people would bet Jameis Winston, because you're right, he is better than Russell Wilson. So if that number gets inside a 7 with Jameis Winston, I'm betting the hell out of the Packers immediately. Like, they probably win by double digits anyway, but if it's Jameis Winston, the room will be all over the Giants come Friday, and I'll be very excited. And even with Russell Wilson, the guy's got nothing. There's nothing in the tank, especially it'll be a cold, windy day in November in New York against that defense, against Micah Parsons. I definitely lean Packers. Maybe they're a teaser leg. You tease them down to 1 or 2, and you just go with that. Maybe that's just the easiest plan of attack here.
Yeah, that actually is not a bad bad idea. I mean, regardless of who is quarterbacking for the Giants on Sunday, you don't have anyone to throw to. Like, really.
Yes, it's also a problem.
Darius Slayton, Wandale Robinson, like, they've stepped up when they've had to, but, like, you don't have an offense. And I guess with the Packers' lack of offense last night, maybe they don't have one either. But I would certainly choose the Packers over the Giants any day of the week. It's just, can we get to that 7.5? We'll continue to talk through week 11 early lines in the NFL. More games coming up on the other side. This is Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.